first come down on to Resting Ridge. Next come down in Green. Next come down Lord Daniel's wife, as far as any queen. Up, step, little Matthew Rose. Can I go home with you tonight? I swear by the ring you wear on your finger, you are Lord Daniel's wife. Well, it makes no difference whose wife I am, you are no other man. Lord Daniel's not at home tonight, he's in a distant land. Matthew Gross was standing by, heard these words and said, if I don't die before daylight, Lord Daniel's well know then. He had 15 miles to go to him a demi rock. He run the game to the broken down bridge, he held his breath and swung. What is the matter now? A man's in the bed with you, one true love, but their hearts are one. So he rounded him up about 12 men, got him by the free good will. He run the game to the top of the hill, he gave his bugle a thrill. I must get up, I must get up, I must get up and go. I hear Lord Daniel's a-coming, I heard his bugle blow. They both laid there and they hugged and kissed until they went to sleep. When they woke, Lord Daniel spoke, standing at their feet. Chance for life. You've got the sword in both your hands, me as much as a pocket knife. Come here, my wife, to me, trotted her on his knee. Which one of these men do you like best, little Matthew Gross or me? You killed little Matthew Gross, you killed him in his sin. And I wouldn't give his little finger for you and all your kin. He took her by her lily white hand, led her through the hall. Took out his sword, cut off her head, and he kicked it against the wall. Lord, mother dear, go dig my grave, dig it long and deep. Would Matthew grow in my arms, Lord Daniel's at my feet.